Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. Hello, this is Mike Tate. I'm the host of the Small-Time Leader podcast, and my guest today is Dale Young. You know, it's difficult to change careers, especially from one industry to another, but Dale proved that that can be done. Dale began his career in corporate America, but after 12 years, he sensed a different calling and made a bold shift into the world of academia. Beginning as a professor, he moved into administration, continued to advance upward, and earlier this year, he completed a 30-year academic career as the Dean of Georgia College State University. Dale tells us about two small-time leaders in his life. One is an executive coach who helped him see his blind spots and learn the importance of self-awareness in leadership and life. He also shares about his career transition and a leader in his life who advised him to don't retire, have a plan to repurpose your life. Well, Dale had a plan when he retired this year. He's now a professional blogger. His blog is called Proverbs for Professionals, where he shares timeless truths from the book of Proverbs that encourage growth-minded professionals to seek wisdom in their leadership and work every day.
Well, Dale, it is so good to meet you. I've enjoyed your LinkedIn stuff that you do and really is interesting. I love the Proverbs. I'm so glad you're with us today. So, thanks for being here. By the way, where are you? I didn't even ask. Where are we talking from?
I'm in middle Georgia in a little town called Gray. We're half hour or so from Macon.
Okay. Good to have you this morning. So before we start, you telling me about those leaders that made a difference in your life. Give us a word about what you're thankful for today in your life.
Well, Mike, I can think of three things. First, I'm really grateful for my health and my life stability. I'm currently in a transition right now after a 45-year professional career. Now I'm giving back by way of the leadership blog that you mentioned. And I'm basing that on the career experiences that I had and the things I learned from reading out of Proverbs every day. Second thing I'm thankful for is for my wife. We've been married for 45 years. We have four kids, six grandkids. She's put up with me through a lot of issues, and I'm really grateful for that. One of the issues was when I was 37, I said, we're going back to school. I'm going to get a PhD and change careers. And she said, okay, let's do it. Wow. Third thing, I guess, is probably the most obvious is that my career and my family life have really been blessed and guided by God, who I'm afraid has really had to work overtime in dealing with me. So that's what I'm grateful for.
I think I can join that last one. God's got a lot of work to do for me, too. So tell us about that one person that made a big difference in your life, your career.
One individual I'd like to talk about is Gary Strack. Mm-hmm. I met Gary about 12 years ago when I was an interim dean in a business school. Gary had been, in his former life, chief executive officer at the Orlando Regional Healthcare. He had been down there for 17 years. As chief executive, he was very instrumental in the building of the Arnold Palmer Children's Hospital and the Anderson Cancer Center. When I met him, he had made a career swap and he was doing healthcare consulting, meaning he would consult with chief executive officers in the healthcare field. And as it turned out, Gary also had a PhD in healthcare administration, so we had a bit of a commonality there with the degree focus. So I met Gary. I'm in a 2-year term as interim dean, and I go to Gary and say, look, we've got this MBA program. It's a program for students whose undergrad major was not in business. They really need to meet some professionals. So would you come in and be our executive in residence? And Gary said, sure, I'll work with those students. So he held that position for several years, and I got to know him pretty well with him being in and out of the building. We provided him some office space and so forth.
So he was a coach to your MBA students? So
yes, yeah. At that, wow. To begin with. Mm-hmm. But we were building a relationship all along that time. As it turned out, my term as interim dean ended. I was passed over for the permanent position. And at that time, then I asked Gary if he would be willing to mentor me. As I'm now in a transition, I'm going back to my former job running the internal operations of the College of Business. And Gary said he would. And so we had a formal mentoring relationship for 8 months or so that basically involved him sending me homework assignments. I would do those. And then about once a month or so, we would get together. We would go through the assignments. He would talk me through, here's what I'm seeing. We built a relationship through that mentoring that has gone on for, like I said, over 12 years. One of the assignments that he gave me was to write a personal history. Tell me about your life.
Oh, me.
Yeah, you get
those are kind of painful sometimes.
You're telling me. So in the debrief on that one, I walked through this personal history with him. And one of the comments that he made was, you know, you're a bit guarded. Gary was used to working with chief executives. And his comment to me was, you know, you don't blow your own horn as much as you probably should. You tend to stand back a bit and not share as much. Then later, he made another comment that really biting. He said to me, I view you as a diamond in the rough. Now, my personal perception was, I was pretty far along in my career. I thought I was pretty competent. Now here he is telling me, you still got some rough edges to work on. And so that was my story with Gary.
Well, it sounds like a good, honest coach who'll call you out on that. So that was hard to hear, I imagine. What did you do because of his feedback to you, Dale?
Well, it was part of an ongoing process that I was in. I'd been active looking for blogs and reading books and doing other professional development activities. And so this one was just one more step in that. Obviously, I'd had other mentors. I'd learned from other deans and other provosts by observing and asking questions. And so I was pulling a lot of stuff in from different sources. Uh-huh. And from Gary in particular, I came away with at least three things that I thought were really valuable takeaways.
Yeah, most coaches give you make you get three things anyway. So, So tell us the first one.
Well, my first takeaway was that professional relationships can extend for years and years. So I mentioned this one has gone on for the past 12 years. Those friendships and those relationships are very valuable. Gary knew that I was making this transition away from being a business school dean to headed into being basically a full-time blogger, very different lifestyle. And he said, don't ever use the word retirement. Talk about transition. Have a plan for where you're headed. And that was certainly valuable. And I appreciated that relationship. And as a matter of fact, a number of the executives I worked with, I sent them early versions of the blog and I said, what do you think about this? And they made comments. So that was very helpful to get that professional feedback. So takeaway one is develop professional relationships and use them to your advantage throughout your life.
So you said you had a couple more takeaways?
Yeah, a second takeaway. This one probably I'm less excited about than the first one. The second one is that professional development is really slow. It's an incremental process. You have to build some self-awareness. You have to see some blind spots. You have to be willing to work on those blind spots. That can take time. So just be prepared when you're in any kind of a mentoring relationship that your personal perception of how far along you are may be very different from what your boss thinks or what your mentors think. So be prepared for this to take a while. Third takeaway is that becoming more self-aware is hard work. It can be unpleasant at times when you realize who you're really like. And so you just have to be used to being a learner. And that's one of the things I picked up out of Proverbs, is the importance of being willing to learn. And in particularly in regard to this issue of self-awareness, it makes me think of Proverbs 14:8, where my paraphrase of that verse is that if you're willing to do the critical thinking that's required, you can become much more self-aware. Conversely, if you're not willing to do that hard work, you'll remain self-deceived. And that's pretty blunt, but that's the way Solomon presents it.
That's right.
So those are my takeaways from this.
Wow, those are great ones, Dale. How do you apply this to your work now and your family and being a grandpa and all that stuff? Any applications you can share with us?
You know, I spend about an hour every morning in Proverbs just doing some readings. And usually in that hour, I can get through about half of a chapter, looking up the words, making sure I understand it. I just keep coming back to being able to execute on the basics. What's most fundamental? And Proverbs really emphasizes the value of a sound character, discernment based on critical thinking, being discreet in how you respond to others, recognizing what's really of value to you, being able to balance knowing and doing. That's just the basic stuff, but you got to be able to do it. And then obviously, reverence is the foundation for all of that.
Yeah.
If there's no reverence, then there's no knowledge. That's basically what Solomon's telling us.
Dale, thanks so much for sharing your story about Gary, your mentor, and reminding us that relationships we have last forever, and transitions. When you have a transition, have a plan. Don't talk about retirement. Talk about transitions. Have a plan. And development is slow. Reminds me of the old saying, inch by inch. Life's a cinch, yard by yard. Life is hard. So develop it. And remember, it'll take a little while. And this stuff of self-awareness is hard work. It certainly is. And I think Proverbs lets us know there and kind of puts that in our face. So, well, Dale, thanks so much for being with us today. I will talk with you again on Thursday, and you can tell the folks how to get in touch with you at that time. So thanks for being with me, and we'll talk soon. Have a great day.
Thanks for your time, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.